This is a podcast from ABC Radio Overnights. I'm Rod Quinn.
I'm not in Italy. I'm not even in Leichhardt or Carlton or any of the other many Italian food areas in Australia. I'm actually in a fairly, I'd say, anonymous suburb, which is a home of many of Australia's biggest companies and, in fact, the Australian offices of many of the biggest companies in the world. But it's also the home of the restaurant in this country that makes the best pizza in the world, Veracci. Stefano is the man who currently holds the number one title, the title of the best pizzas in the world. Stefano, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Rod.
How do you win an award like that?
It took 25 years to become an overnight success story. So, look, we can't do it without a very, very good team. Obviously, I'm the very, very proud owner. I'd like to say that I've had a fair bit of input into how the processes are run and the strict procedures and quality controls. But obviously, I can't do it without the talented pizza chefs that we've brought out from Italy themselves.
Tell me about pizza, because everyone in Australia has had pizza, whether you take it away, whether you defrost it from a supermarket, or whether you come to a specialist pizza restaurant. Everybody thinks they know what a pizza is. But what is a pizza, specifically and accurately, according to the international governing body of people who determine what pizzas are?
As you mentioned, there are a number of variations of pizza, but the real traditional pizza napoletana is certified, much in the same way that champagne is certified by the governing body in France. The Vera Pizza Napoletana is associated by a body in Naples called Associazione Veracce Pizza Napoletana. We applied for a membership. We went through the strict criteria. We had to take photos, videos. The president and the vice president came out from Italy themselves. They come and inspect your restaurant, the procedures which you undertake to prepare the dough, the types of tomato you use, the way you cut the cheese, and those rules are relating to how a traditional pizza should be made. So some examples are, it needs to be a specific type of flour. So it's a 00 flour with a certain type of strength, a certain amount of refinement. The tomatoes must be DOP, which is a protected type of tomato from the Salerno region of Campania, which is around Pompeii, the foothills of Pompeii and Vesuvius. That area there is very rich in soil, and they are known as the San Marzano tomatoes. The mozzarella must be either fior di latte, mozzarella, fresh fior di latte, or mozzarella di bufala, which is made from buffalo's milk. The way the dough is stretched is also governed. You cannot use a rolling pin. You cannot use a dough roller, any machinery whatsoever. No dough can be rolled ahead of time. It must be rolled as the order comes in before it's put into the oven, and it's stretched entirely by hand to make a perfectly sized disc, which has a certain thickness in the middle, certain thickness on the edge. It's then put in an oven, which must be controlled at roughly a certain temperature, which is approximately 450 degrees, and it cannot, under any circumstance, be cooked for longer than 90 seconds.
So when you walk into a pizza parlour, it's all made for you, a pizza restaurant, it should be out of that oven in less than 2 minutes.
Look, yeah, the traditional pizza napoletana is the quickest pizza on earth to cook. I mean, we're averaging here at Veracce Pizzeria approximately 70, 75 seconds. We've had people actually complain and say that it's impossible that we made a pizza that quick, that it must have been pre-made because they've ordered and got the pizza on the table in 2 minutes. But it is true. I mean, we have a full restaurant at lunch and we're averaging 9 minutes from the orders coming in to the food going out. And that's 100 people ordering at once.
So it's fair to say that even though, as I mentioned, everyone in Australia has had a pizza, most people probably have not had the proper pizza the way that it is supposed to be made.
Most probably not. The ironic thing is that in Italy itself, there are a number of different styles of pizza. But the real traditional pizza, when people talk about the old, authentic pizza, they are referring to the Pizza Napoletana, which is the home, the birthplace of pizza. So within Italy itself, different styles. I get customers all the time say, I had a pizza in Venice and it was horrible. I had a pizza in Rome and it was horrible. It is a matter of personal preference, obviously, but I think that everybody should at least once in their lifetime try the real traditional pizza. And the best way of determining that would be to see the certification from the association.
Many people would think that what helps determine what a pizza is what's on top of it as well. It's not the dough, but what's on top of it. And some people think it's absolutely disgraceful and it's un-Australian and against the law that you have pineapple on a pizza. So what's your theory? Because I've been to proper pizza restaurants. that say, under no circumstances are we putting pineapple on our pizza. You are not to ask for it. Don't even think about asking it. What about what goes on top of the pizza? How important is that to what makes a pizza?
Look, as a general rule, less is more. A good pizza, especially when we're talking about Italian pizza, it's about the quality of the ingredients, not the quantity. When you put an amazing quality ham, meat or vegetable product, the flavour absolutely explodes in your mouth. Unfortunately, there are a lot of cheap products on the market, which by making the pizza look big and chunky, it looks appealing. But the reality is there's absolutely no flavour. All you're tasting is the salt and the oil that's been added to give it a bit of flavour. In terms of what goes on the top of the pizza, I mean, obviously pizza is very versatile. You can put anything on the pizza, but I will remind people that in southern Italy, the birthplace of the pizza, in the pizzerias, 70% of the pizza orders are the margherita.
So what goes on a margherita?
Look, on the margherita, obviously we stretch the base by hand. We put approximately 100 grams of the San Marzano tomato, which is crushed by hand as well. We don't use any machinery to crush the tomato itself, because by breaking the seeds, it makes the tomato sauce more acidic. So we don't use any mechanical blitzing device for the tomato. And then we use the fior di latte, or you could use to make a Napoletana STG, a pizza original margherita, you could use the buffalo mozzarella.
Now, we've been talking for a little while now because the dough was not ready. You say it has to be made from scratch. How do you do that? And can we do it now?
Absolutely. We make the dough every single day by hand. We proof the dough overnight so that it consumes most of the yeast and becomes very digestible. The way you make dough is very, very important. I'm sure everybody has experience where you eat some pizza and you feel bloated afterwards. That's too much oil, too much salt, too much yeast, and it keeps growing in your stomach, and that's why you feel bloated. A good pizza, you should finish an entire pizza on your own. The traditional pizza Napoletana is designed for one pizza per person, and you should be able to finish that and stand up and walk away and actually feel really, really good and definitely sleep well at night.
We're now in the kitchen of Varacci. Stefano is reaching out for the dough.
Look, the very first thing that the pizza chefs would do, they would make sure that the oven is at the correct temperature, everything's ready for service, all the prep's done. The first thing they would do is they would grab one of these dough balls.
It's about the size of a very large bread roll, maybe?
Yeah, look, it is. Traditionally, it's about 250 grams of dough. That's also one of the rules. And, we let that proof overnight. And then once it's ready, so everything's timed so that it's perfectly ready for service.
Talk about the oven being ready, and the oven is there and it's on. It's very hot. It's a hot day outside. It's more than 30 degrees. How do you keep cool in the kitchen?
We've got a big fan over there, which helps keep the pizza chefs cool. The poor fornaio, is the guy who does the oven, suffers a lot. At the mouth of the oven, it's a few hundred degrees. I've seen a lot of pizzaioli get burnt arms and everything like that, but that's the price you pay for...
For perfection,
yeah.
Now, you're the owner of the restaurant. Are you a chef as well?
Yes. Yes, I am. I actually stopped cooking because I made that many pizzas that I ended up having surgery on my wrists. Yeah.
Repetitive strain injury for pizza.
So I was one of the very few 20-something-year-old males with carpal tunnel in both wrists. So I tend to limit the amount that I'm in the kitchen as a consequence. Yeah.
So who have we got here going to make our pizza for us?
Today we have Andrea, so he's going to show us how to make the traditional pizza margherita.
And away we go. So, the flour goes on the top of the dough, and just one of the dough balls comes out of this, where it's been stored overnight, into the dough, and now away we go. Tell me what he's doing.
Okay, so now what he's doing is he's lightly flouring the outside of the dough so it doesn't stick to the bench. Then he's stretching it completely with his fingers and rotating it in accordance with the traditional methods of stretching the dough. And then he's basically flicking it from one wrist to the other.
There's the spin.
A quick toss,
yeah.
On the bench, and the ingredients start going on.
So he's putting the tomato sauce that you talked about on it. Where do you stand on, say, barbecue sauce, on a meat lover's?
Look, horses for courses. Look, I've been guilty of having a meat lover's myself. It's usually after a long night out. But, look, you can put anything on a pizza, but obviously Varacci is about the traditional. So.
Okay, so we have now the dough. It's got only a light sprinkling, really, of the tomato. You don't smother it. It's enough.
Absolutely. So it's all about very, very good quality ingredients. So that pizza, the flavours will explode in your mouth. The other thing that you want to really focus on is having a balance of flavours. So many places, not just pizzas, but restaurants in general, get that wrong, where you put something in your mouth and all you taste is one ingredient.
Okay, now it's gone into the oven already. This is very, very quick to make. The dough has been tossed. It's been covered in the tomato sauce, put a little bit of the buffalo mozzarella on it and a little bit of greenery there on the top. What was that?
That's fresh basil leaves.
Fresh basil leaves. And now, less than 90 seconds from now, this will be cooked. And look, you talk about the base. A lot of people, when they think of a pizza base, think of two things. Is it thin and crispy or is it deep dish? This is neither of them.
The traditional pizza that we make is approximately 2 millimetres in the centre and approximately 2 centimetres on the outside. The secret of stretching the dough is to get as much oxygen into the crust as possible. So when you eat the pizza, you have that perfect balance of flavours and toppings and bread. When you get to the crust, you're enjoying a beautiful bread-like texture.
I can see it cooking. It's starting not to burn, but to brown around the outside and on the bottom. And there's an incredibly long stick that people would be familiar with that you put the pizza into the pizza oven. It's actually being turned around, and now it's coming out.
Yeah, so that's done. That pizza is now ready to be eaten. The crust colouring is also a bit of a giveaway as to the type of oven and to the type of dough and recipes that people make. That's the traditional look of the traditional Italian pizza. So whilst it is a brown crust, you get a lot of the black spots. That's a very, very traditional margherita right there.
We're going to wait for it to cool down a little bit. How soon after it comes out of the oven can you truly eat one of these perfectly made pizzas?
I like to let it rest for, say, 2 minutes. Any longer than that, it will start getting cold. The other thing is we don't recommend this pizza for takeaway at all. Because it's so thin and so light on toppings, it doesn't hold a lot of heat. And if you take it home in 15 minutes, you've got a cold pizza, and nobody likes cold pizza.
Except the next morning. Now, how do you win this award? The number one, the best pizza in the world. How do you win that award?
Oh, look, there are a number of competitions around the world. The one, our pizzaiolo that won this year's World Championship in Melbourne, the Cinque Stagioni World Championship here in Australia, was Mario Martellino. He came second at his very, very first attempt at a World Championship back in 2010. Since then, he's won 4 Italian championships, 2 European championships, where the 2-year running Australian champion. There are a number of competitions. The biggest competitions are the ones in Parma and in Las Vegas, believe it or not. They have a pizza competition over there as well. But the one in Parma, when it's in Italy, obviously draws the biggest crowd because you're at the home of the pizza. They can draw anything up to 1,000 pizza chefs in all the different categories.
And you've been in that before?
I haven't myself, but some of our pizza chefs have. And like I said, Mario came second at Parma in 2010 against 900 people. This year's competition, being in Australia, was a little bit smaller, but by all means, very well received and world recognised.
Congratulations. Firstly, it looks like a beautiful pizza. Secondly, to be the number one in the world, what does that mean for Sydney and for Australia when it comes to Italian food?
The irony is that 10 years ago, we were struggling to find good ingredients. Now there is an unbelievable amount of both newly imported products from Italy and really good quality local products that we can use to make the pizza properly. It's also been assisted over the last 3 or 4 years. Unfortunately, there's been a financial crisis in Europe, and that's also helped us because we now have such amazing talent who knows firsthand what quality is all about.
We're here just before lunch on a weekday. What happens on a Friday or a Saturday night? This must be bedlam.
Look, it does get quite busy, especially in the couple months before Christmas. It was absolute mayhem. We didn't sort of proclaim too much about the award before Christmas because we knew that we wouldn't be able to cope anyway.
Do you get a plaque to put on the wall to tell people this is the best pizza in the world?
So on the wall there, we have the Iveta Pizza Napoletana, which is the association number, and there that's the certificate's next to it, which gets presented to us by the president when he came to visit Australia. The red plaque next to it, second place at the World Championship in Parma. The one in the middle is first place at the World Championship in Australia. And then there's a number of other categories by the other pizzaiolo. Both Andrea, Giuseppe have also won a number of awards.
Stefano, thank you very much and congratulations on a fantastic achievement.
Thank you very much for dropping in, Rod.
And that was another podcast from ABC Radio Overnights. I'm Rod Quinn. Thanks for listening.